ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that there is no God, no deity, no object of worship, worthy of worship, has the right to be worshipped, is worshipped in truth, other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib, a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this religion, and every newly invented matter in this religion is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strain, and every strain is in the hellfire. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to discuss what was posted on the flyer, unity in holding on to the rope of Allah, or Muslim unity in holding on to the rope of Allah altogether. And as any subject that we deal with, we begin with the most truthful speech, and it's the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah tells us in the Quran, after I say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ رَا تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ وَالَّذِي أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And this is in the beginning of Surah Al-Ra'd, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ رَا. These are the verses of the book, referring to the Qur'an. It is that which was revealed to you from your Lord in truth, but most of the people won't believe. This is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revelation that was sent to us. And from this book, we will base our talk, inshallah ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this book is the book that explains everything. Muslim unity or whatever issue we want to discuss or present to the Muslims, we should know that the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with the issue sufficiently, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nahl, verse number 89, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have revealed to you the book, referring to the Quran, as an explanation for every single thing. and as guidance and a mercy and glad tidings for the Muslims. This is the Quran. This is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the book that we're going to base our talk, the Muslim unity, on. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse describing his book, وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٌ مَا يُقَالُ لَكَ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ قِيلَ لِلرُّسُلِ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ وَذُو عِقَابٍ أَلِيمٍ وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًّا لَقَالُوا لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ أعجمي وعربي قل هو للذين آمنوا هدى وشفاء والذين لا يؤمنون في آذانهم وقر وهو عليهم عمى أولئك ينادون من مكان بعيد. الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Fussilat verses 42-44 is talking about this book that we're going to base our talk on, inshallah ta'ala, the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed it is a mighty book. No falsehood could approach it from in front of it or behind it. It is a revelation from Hakimun Hamid. Hakim the wise, Hamid the praiseworthy. And it won't be said to you. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the last prophet and messenger of humanity, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hisham sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it will be said to you that which was said, and it will not be said to you except that which was said to the messengers who came before you. Indeed, your Lord is full of mercy, and he is full of having a painful chastisement or a painful punishment. And they say, the disbelieving people, and and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and had we made this Quran in a foreign tongue other than Arabic, they would have said, why hasn't this book been sitting down in a language that we understand? You send the book down in a foreign language and the prophet is Arab? Say, it, the book, the Quran, it is for those who believe as guidance and a cure, and those who do not believe in it, in their ears is waqar, or in their ears is that which will prevent them from hearing the truth of this book, and the book is a blindness for them, and they are the people who will be called from afar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book Al-Quran uses quite a few verses to explain the Quran, as he does in these verses and in this last verse that we want to mention. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَقْفَالُهَا. In Surah Muhammad, verse number 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not they contemplate or reflect on the Quran, or do they have a seal on their hearts, or are their hearts locked up that would prevent them from reflecting on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to reflect upon his book, as this book is a guidance for those people who believe in it. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showing the importance of the book of Allah, the Quran says, أَبْشِرُوا فَإِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ طَرْفُهُ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ وَطَرْفُهُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ فَتَمَسَّكُوا بِهِ فَإِنَّكُمْ لَنْ تَهْلِكُوا وَلَنْ تَضِلُّوا بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. And this is collected by Imam al-Tabarani in his Mu'jam, where he reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let me give you glad tidings that indeed this Quran, part of it is in the hands of Allah and part of it is in your hands. So hold firmly or adhere closely to the Quran, because you will never go astray and you will never be destroyed so long as you hold on to this Quran. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this authentic hadith is showing us the importance of holding firmly to the Quran and adhering to the Quran, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself showed us the importance of this book. And from this book we want to base our talk today, and that is on the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ali Imran, verse number 103, وَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. إن شاء الله تعالى, today's talk will be the explanation of this verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, as the Qur'an is an explanation for everything. In our subject, Muslim Unity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dealt with it in his book, as he has said, as translated, and I command you to hold on to the rope of Allah all together and do not be divided, and to remember Allah's favor on you when you were enemies and he united your heart and you became, because of that blessing, brothers, and you used to be on the pit of the brink of the hellfire and he saved you from it. This is how Allah explains his verses to you, so that perchance you may be guided. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us guidance in the issue of being united. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse has commanded us to hold on to his rope, the rope of Allah, all together so as not to be divided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sent this Quran down to humanity as guidance, and as a mercy, and as glad tidings for the believers, and as a cure for that which is in their heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't leave the book by itself to be understood or to be interpreted by any he or she that would come along after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to explain that Quran on their own desires or what they feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has entrusted one man with the explanation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever else that one man has given the permission, or whoever that man has given the permission for the people to explain the book of Allah, and that is from the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in Surah An-Nahl, verse number 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And we have revealed to you, referring to Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hisham sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last prophet and messenger to humanity, we have revealed to you the dhikr or revelation in order that you, Muhammad, may explain to humanity what has been revealed to them, so that perchance they will reflect. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is entrusting his messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the explanation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, we're going to let the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explain the verse that was just quoted, and hold on to the rope of Allah all together and don't be united. As the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the authentic hadith collected by Imam Muslim, says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْضَى لَكُمْ ثَلَاثًا وَيَكْرَهُ لَكُمْ ثَلَاثًا فَيَرْضَى لَكُمْ أَن تَعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَأَن تَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَيَكْرَهُ لَكُمْ قِيلَ وَقَالَ وَكَثْرَةَ السُّؤَالِ وَإِضَاءَةَ الْمَالِ. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beginning to explain the verse in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted him to explain, and hold on to the rope of Allah all together and don't be united and don't be divided, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this authentic hadith, indeed Allah is pleased with you to have three things, and he hates for you to have three other things. He loves for you, or he is pleased for you to worship him and not to ascribe any partners in him. Allah is pleased with you, firstly, to worship him, secondly, not to ascribe any partners with him, and then thirdly, to hold on to the rope of Allah altogether and not be divided. And Allah hates for you hearsay or he said, she said, and asking too many questions and the wasting of your money. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us with in the Quran, and that is to hold on to the rope of Allah all together and don't be divided. And it is very proper for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, because firstly he was entrusted with the explanation of the Quran, and then he is the only one, he is the last one among the prophets and the messengers and of humanity to speak on revelation, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. And he does not speak on his own desires, but he only speaks from revelation revealed to him. This is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trying to explain the verse of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and hold on to the rope of Allah all together and don't be divided. And that rope of Allah was explained by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith collected by Imam Muslim, where he says, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, ala inni tarikum fiikum saqalain ahaduhuma kitabullahi azza wa jal وَهُوَ حَبْلُ اللَّهِ مَنِ اتَّبَعَهُ كَانَ عَلَى الْهُدَى وَمَنْ تَرَكَهُ كَانَ عَلَى الضَّلَالَ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed I have left among you two things. One of those two things is the book of Allah, and it is the rope of Allah. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining what Allah means when he says, hold on to the rope of Allah all together and don't be divided. The rope of Allah is, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the book of Allah azza wa jal. It is the rope of Allah. Whoever follows it is on guidance, and whoever leaves it or doesn't follow it is on deviance or astray. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us what is the rope of Allah that we have been commanded to hold on to altogether. And that rope of Allah is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran itself. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in other hadith also explained that this rope of Allah, it's the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we read that verse and hold on to the rope of Allah altogether, we know that we are to hold on to the book of Allah, the Quran altogether, and not be divided. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another authentic hadith collected by Imam At-Tirmidhi and Imam Ahmad rahimahumallah, kitabullah huwa hablullah al-mamdud min as-sama'i ila al-ard. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the book of Allah, it is the rope of Allah that extends from above the heavens down to the earth. Just as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying in the other hadith, that a part of that book is in Allah's hands and the other book is in your hands, so hold firmly to that book and hold on to the rope of Allah, the book of Allah, all together and don't be divided. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had among his companions that he had given the authority to interpret and to explain the book of Allah. We have an explanation from the companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showing us that the rope of Allah is the book of Allah, the Quran. And that companion is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud Abu Abdurrahman rahimahullah, the one that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about in an authentic hadith collected by Imam al-Hakim, رَضِيتُ لِأُمَّتِي مَا رَضِيَ لَهَا إِبْنُ أُمِّ عَبْدٍ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am pleased to have for my ummah that which the son of the mother of a slave is pleased with for my ummah. And that son of the mother of a slave is Abu Abdurrahman Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who said about this verse, and hold on to the rope of Allah altogether and don't be divided. He said, the rope of Allah, it is the book of Allah. And this authentic narration on Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was collected by Imam al-Marwazi in his book called As-Sunnah. And he also had a statement from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he had explained, after he had said that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, when he said that the rope of Allah is the book of Allah, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud went on to further explain that verse, as he said, and Allah said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, and I command you to hold on to the rope of Allah altogether. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, altogether means al-jama'ah. Al-jama'ah. And brothers and sisters in Islam, it's very important for us as Muslims to begin to become familiar with the terminology of Islam. And that is the phrase al-jama'ah. Al-jama'ah is an Arabic word, and it's been explained by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is what is meant by all together. And hold on to the rope of Allah, the book of Allah, all together, or as al-jama'ah. And this jama'ah, as explained by the Imam of the people who have explained the book of Allah, or the Imam al-Mufassirin, Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Jarir al-Tabari, who died 310 Hijrah, he explains that al-jama'ah, he said, is being all together, united on the truth, willfully submitting to the commandments of Allah. So here we see al-Imam ibn Jarir al-Tabari rahimahullah, the Imam of the people who have explained the book of Allah, he's explaining that all together, or the jama'ah that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was talking about, is being united on the word of the truth and willfully submitting to the commandments of Allah. This is what is meant by al-jama'ah. Hold on to the rope of Allah, the book of Allah, altogether as a jama'ah, to be united on the truth and to willingly submit to the commandments of Allah. And this jama'ah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about it and its virtues in many hadiths, as he did in a hadith collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi, and it's authentic, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْفُرْقَةِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I command you to hold fast to the jama'ah and to beware of division. I command you to hold fast to the jama'ah and to beware of division. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to go on to say, in this authentic hadith, which is a long hadith, مَنْ أَرَادَ بُحْبُوحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ فَلْيَلْزَمِ الْجَمَاعَةِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, and whoever desires the best place in Jannah, then I command him to hold fast to the jama'ah. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanding us, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, to hold fast to the jama'ah. Because holding fast to the jama'ah is the way to get the best place, the highest place in Jannah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith explaining the virtues of the jama'ah, says, al-jama'atu rahmatun wal-furqatu azab. And this is collected by Imam Ahmed, and this hadith is authentic, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the jama'ah is a mercy. The jama'ah is a mercy. And division is a punishment. Al-jama'ah is mercy, and division is a punishment. And we should take heed to the statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he is telling us, and he doesn't speak on his own desires, he only speaks from revelation revealed to him, that division is a punishment. And as long as we see ourselves as Muslims divided in this country or in this city or in the world, as long as we see ourselves divided, know that it is a punishment, and that the jama'ah is the mercy. And if we want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to come to understand what is meant by holding on to the rope of Allah, the book of Allah, all together or as a jama'ah. Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَدُ اللَّهِ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. And this hadith was collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi, that the hand of Allah is with the jama'ah. That the hand of Allah is with the jama'ah. And if we want the success of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His help, then we have to be a jama'ah, united on the word of truth, willfully submitting to the commandments of Allah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an authentic hadith explains. He made the issue very clear of division and uniting, or having this unity, as he says in this hadith. And I want to quote the whole hadith because of the blessing, or because of the virtues of the rest of this hadith. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي مَا عَتَىٰ عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ مثلا بمثل حذو النعل بالنعل حتى لو أن فيهم من نكح أمه علانية كان في أمتي من يفعل مثله إن بني إسرائيل افترقوا على 71 فرقة وافترقت النصارى على 72 فرقة وستفترق أمتي على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قيل ما الواحدة يا رسول الله؟ قال الجماعة. قال الجماعة. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this authentic hadith collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi and other than Imam al-Tirmidhi said, there will come a time where it will happen to my ummah exactly in an identical manner what had happened to Bani Israel or the children of Israel. So much so that if there was one among Bani Israel who would have open sex with his mother, you will certainly find someone in this ummah who will do the exact thing. Indeed, Bani Israel have divided themselves into 71 sects. And the Christians have divided themselves into 72 sects. And my ummah will be divided into 73 sects, all of them in the hellfire except one. He was questioned, which one is that, Ya Rasulullah? He said, the jama'ah. So here we see that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning us, or is showing us, informing us, that this ummah, the ummah of Muslims, will be divided into 73 sects. All of them will be in the hellfire except one, and that one is the jama'ah. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us that when this ummah, the ummah of Muslims, are divided, that the ones that will be saved from the hellfire from among this ummah are the ones that are the jama'ah. Hold on to the rope of Allah altogether as a jama'ah, because the jama'ah is the only group that will be saved from the hellfire from among the Muslims. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another explanation, or excuse me, in another narration of this same hadith, he gave another meaning of the group, or another characteristic of the group that will be saved from the hellfire when the Muslims are divided into 73 sects, explaining who are that jama'ah. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma ana alayhi al-yawm wa ashabi, those who adhere to what I adhere to today and my companions. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us who are the people who hold on to the rope of Allah altogether. Who are the people who hold on altogether? They are the people who adhere to that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adhered to that day and his companions. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. This day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my blessing or my favor to you, and have chosen for you Islam as a deen. That day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected Islam, those people who adhere to that Islam that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adhered to and his companions, then they are the jama'ah. And this is what is meant by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and hold on to the rope of Allah to the Book of Allah altogether, as a jama'ah, following that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam followed, and his companions. Being in unity on the word of truth, willfully submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his commandments. And that companion, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the one that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am pleased with for my ummah that which Ibn Ummi Abd or Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is pleased with for our ummah. He explained this jama'ah as he was questioned by one of his companions at the time when the Muslims were beginning to divide, beginning to leave the truth and to break off into those sects that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that this ummah would break off in. Amr ibn al-Maymun rahimahullah, he was confused when he saw the majority of the people following deviance. He was confused when he saw the majority of the people following other than the truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed on the tongue of his last prophet and messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he explained what was the jama'ah, and that the jama'ah wasn't that which Amr ibn al-Maymun thought that the jama'ah was. As we translated the verse altogether, as it is commonly translated altogether, many of the Muslims are confused, just as Amr ibn al-Maymun was confused, and to thinking that whatever the majority does, then it's okay. Then the majority, or altogether, means that all of us, this is what is meant by holding on to the rope of Allah. This is confusion. This isn't what is meant by holding on to the rope of Allah altogether, meaning as a majority, but it is meant holding on to the truth. Holding on to that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions adhere to. This is what is meant by altogether, as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained to Amr ibn Maymun when he said, it was said to Abdullah, what do you think about the jama'ah or the majority of the people? As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stayed away from the majority of the people that have deviated from the truth. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Amr ibn Maymun, إن جمهور الجماعة هي التي تفارق الجماعة إنما الجماعة ما وافق الحق وإن كنت وحدك. And this is collected by Imam Al-Lalakai, who died 418 Hijra, in his famous book As-Sunnah, or Sharh As-Sunnah, or the explanation of the Aqidah or the belief of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Here Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Abdullah Amr ibn Maymun, indeed the majority of the people, they are the ones who have divided themselves from the jama'ah. Amr ibn Maymun, indeed the majority of the people, they are the ones who have divided themselves from the jama'ah. The jama'ah is only that which agrees with the truth. Even if you're one person, hold on to the rope of Allah altogether. Hold on to the book of Allah. Hold on to the truth, even if you're by yourself, and don't be divided. Because the division is dividing from the truth. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this Muslim unity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this verse has commanded us to form, it is the holding on to the truth. It is the holding on to that book of Allah. It is holding on to that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held on to, and his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even if you're only one person, because the majority of the people have divided themselves from the truth, just as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained when he said, indeed my ummah will be divided into 73 sects. All of them are in the hellfire except one. That one is that which adheres to what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adhered to and his companions, and it is known as al-jama'ah. Al-jama'ah. Al-jama'ah is that which agrees with the truth, even if you're only one person. We shouldn't be confused about the majority of the people not holding on to the truth, whether they be Muslims or kuffar or mushrikeen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Yusuf, as He tells us in many verses in the Quran, and this verse 103, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And most of the people will not believe no matter how eager you are to guide them to that truth. Most of the people will not believe. We're not to be confused or to be amazed at the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he says the majority of the people have left the jama'ah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in many verses in the Quran, most of them will not believe. Most of them will not believe. Most of them will not believe. The people who believe and hold on to the jama'ah, they can be one person, as the Prophet Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the only one who believed when his family, when his people were idol worshippers. So brothers and sisters in Islam, this unity that we have been commanded to have as Muslims, it is uniting on the truth, it is uniting on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and uniting on that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adhered to and his companions, and do not be divided. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many verses in this Quran is also mentioning or reiterating this theme, and do not be divided, and do not be divided, and do not be divided, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. And do not be like the mushrikeen. I prohibit you from being like the disbelieving people who have divided their deen up into sects, each group happily rejoicing in its own program, each group happily rejoicing in its own falsehood, thinking that it's the truth because he has some numbers. Look at our group. Look at the numbers we have. We have the majority. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us not to divide ourselves as the disbelieving people have divided themselves off into sects, each sect happily rejoicing in their own program. And we see this in Islam as the Muslims have divided themselves off into the groups, each group happily rejoicing in its own program of falsehood, thinking that it's only the truth. That their group is the only group with the truth. The group with the truth is the jama'ah, that which adheres to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which was adhered to by the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to follow, as He says, السابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. And the first most foremost pioneers from among the Ansar and the Muhajireen, from among the Ansar or the people of Medina who helped the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Muhajireen or those people who made hijrah with the Messenger of Allah from Mecca to Medina, and those people who follow them with goodness, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with them. This is the unity. This is the opposite of the division that we have been prohibited to staying away from, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made it clear to us in this Quran. That is an explanation or a clarification for all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so many verses is constantly reminding us, do not be divided. Do not be divided. As he says in Surah Ali Imran, verse 105, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah says, and do not be like those who have divided themselves and have differed after clear guidance has come to them. Clear guidance from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it has come to us, we have no excuse to divide ourselves or to differ, to be like those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us not to be like, because Allah goes on to say, وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And those people, they have a painful or a magnificent punishment, because they divided themselves and they differed after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the clear proof. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And hold on to the rope of Allah, the book of Allah, all together as a jama'ah, adhering to the truth and submitting to the commandments of Allah, and do not be divided. As this division will weaken us, and this division will make us failures, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the path to success, as he says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. In Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 48, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the way to success, as he says, and I command you to obey Allah and his messenger and do not differ, as this will make you fail, and this will and you will lose your strength because of this, but be patient. Be patient in obeying Allah and obeying the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be patient in adhering to the truth, even if you're only by yourself as one person. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. Not with the numbers, not with the majority, not with the group that's happily rejoicing in their own program of falsehood, thinking that it's the truth. Allah is with those people who are patiently holding on to the book of Allah, holding on to the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which his companions adhere to, and those people that follow them adhere to. We should be patient with this, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he has said, and hold on to the rope of Allah altogether, and don't be divided, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went on to remind us, as he says, and remember Allah's blessing or Allah's favor to you when you were enemies and he united your heart and thus you became brothers. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of the fact that in the days of Jahiliyyah we used to be enemies, and Allah alone united our hearts and made us brothers. Allah is the one alone who united us on the following of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which the companions adhered to, and anyone who follows what they had adhered to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has united our hearts and made us brothers because we had adhered to that. And that it's not one man from among us or one man from before us who has united our hearts. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has united our hearts. Not even the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have united our hearts. As Allah says, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. In Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 63, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he, Allah, united between their hearts. And then he refers to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, if you were to give everything that was in the earth, you could have not united their hearts. It was Allah wa ta'ala that we worship, and he is the only one who has united our hearts and made us as brothers. Not anyone in this room,
not any leader from among us, nor anyone who came before us from among humanity, united our hearts, but it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guides whoever He pleases, has united our hearts on the truth of following the Quran and the Sunnah and that which was hereto by the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is reminding us of this favor as He says, after He has commanded us to hold on to the rope of Allah altogether and don't be divided, and I command you to remember the blessings that Allah bestowed upon you as you were enemies and He united your heart, and because of that you became brothers and you were on the brink of the pit of the fire and He saved you from it. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has saved us from the hellfire, Jazakallahu khairan, or has saved us from the path that would lead us to the hellfire. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us die as Muslims and to save us from the hellfire. Because for a certainty, before Islam, we were headed to the hellfire, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 85 says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That whoever desires a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us, is showing humanity, that the only people that could be saved from the hellfire, the only people who can be saved from being losers in the hereafter, are those people who follow the religion of Islam, those people who are the Muslims. And we say Alhamdulillah who has guided us to this, because if it wasn't for Allah, we would have not been guided to this. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in authentic hadith, and there are many, he reminds us of this blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us by uniting our hearts and making us brothers after we were enemies and saving us from the hellfire. He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an authentic hadith collected by Imam Muslim, كُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانَا الْمُسْلِمُ أَخُ الْمُسْلِمُ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this authentic hadith says, I command you, O servants of Allah, to be brothers, because a Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 10, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. Indeed, the believers, they are only brothers. Just as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith collected by Imam al-Nasa'i, الْمُؤْمِنُونَ تَكَافَأُ دِمَاؤُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَدٌ عَلَى مَنْ سِوَاهُمْ. The believers, and in another narration, الْمُسْلِمُونَ, the Muslims, their blood is equal. Their blood is equal. The most noble from among us, or the most weak among us, that his blood, meaning his life in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is equal. The believers, their blood is equal, and they are one hand over everyone other than themselves. Meaning that the Muslims are united on the truth of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as practiced and understood by the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are together as one hand over everyone who follows other than that. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-mu'minu mir'atu al-mu'min, al-mu'minu akhu al-mu'min. In this authentic hadith collected by Imam Abu Dawood, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a believer, or the believer, is the mirror of the believer, and the believer is the brother of the believer. We are mirrors of ourselves. We see our faults in our brothers, and the faults that we see in our brothers are the same faults that we see in ourselves, because the believer is the mirror of the believer. والمؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا. And the believer to another believer is like a building. Each brick or each part, one of the other, supports itself. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in some of these authentic hadith, and there are many, is showing us that a believer, a Muslim, is the brother of another Muslim. He supports his other brother. He sees the fault in one another. وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. And none of you truly believe until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. This is how Allah explains to you his verses, so that perchance you may be guided. And this is the explanation of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And this verse is in Surah Al-Ali Imran, verse number 103. And I command you to hold on to the rope of Allah all together and don't be united. And remember Allah's blessing on you and don't be divided. Excuse me. And hold on to the rope of Allah all together and don't be divided. And remember Allah's blessing to you when you were enemies and He united your hearts and you became because of that brothers. And you were on the pit of the brink of the hellfire and He saved you from it. This is how Allah explains His verses to you, that perchance you may be guided. This Quran, which is guidance to humanity, we have seen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His book has dealt with the issue, Muslim unity and holding on to the rope of Allah all together and not being divided. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who see the truth as truth and bless us with following it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us see falsehood as falsehood and bless us with leaving it alone. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength to hold on to the rope of Allah, the Quran, all together and not be divided. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in knowledge, to increase us in iman, to increase us in taqwa, to increase us in wealth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us good health and general well-being and to be united on the truth of obeying Allah and obeying the Messenger of Allah and following the companions of the Messenger of Allah. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum. I felt that I have left something out in my presentation, and that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 59 in Surah An-Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul wa uli al-amri minkum fa'in tanaza'tum fi shay'in farudduhu ila Allah wal-rasul in kuntum tu'minuna billahi wal-yawmil akhir thalika khayrun wa ahsanu ta'wila. Excuse me if I was negligent and mentioning this verse in the Quran, but for the lack of time we weren't able to mention every verse in the Quran. But this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah and to obey the Messenger. Wa ulil amri minkum. And ulil amri minkum, as explained by the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the scholars and the leaders from among the Muslims. But if you differ in anything, referring to the scholars and the leaders from among the Muslims, because obeying the scholars and the leaders from among the Muslims is conditional, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining. Obeying Allah and obeying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unconditional. We say sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. As for the scholars and the leaders, that their obedience is conditional, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to explain. But if they differ in anything, your leaders and your scholars, if they differ in anything, then take it back to Allah and the Messenger. If you believe in Allah in the last day, that is better as a final decision. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it conditional on following the scholars and the leaders, and that is so long as they don't differ. But who among the scholars and leaders hasn't differed? And we're to take it back to Allah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes another condition in following the leaders and the scholars, as he says in an authentic hadith collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. There is no obedience. There is no obedience. There is no following There is no obedience to creation and disobedience to the Creator. That means that we don't follow any leader and we don't follow any scholar, except that he says, قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, except that he says, Allah says such and such, the Messenger says such and such. And I hope that from this talk, inshallah ta'ala, that it was just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has us to say. Allah said, the Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what we are commanded to follow, and not Abu Muslima.
But you know, I have another question. I would like to reflect back. I think you gave an excellent presentation from
the... May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide him and reward him. Has opened the floor up for which would be a whole nother talk, and the time is very limited today. But he wanted to address the issue of the hypocrisy of the Arabs and the dividing or the division and the disunity that had happened at the death of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. All I can say is, and I'll let this be the end, and I hope that the brothers don't feel that I'm running from the questions, but we have another speaker and I have to give him his time to speak, and I live in the area and I can address any questions inshallah ta'ala in the future related to today's talk. But just to look at a verse in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم. I'll let this be the last statement in relationship to the brothers, the disunity of the Muslims, the early Muslims, at the death of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I just want to leave myself and the believers with the statement of our Lord in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verses 15 and 16, where Allah says, There has come to you from Allah a light and a clear book, guiding you by the permission of Allah, him among you who follows that which Allah pleases, to the pathways of peace, and brings them out of darkness into light by his permission, and guides them to the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down a book, a clear book, as guidance to all of humanity. Believe in it who will believe in it, and disbelieve in it who will disbelieve in it. Divide themselves from it who will divide themselves from it, and unite on it him who will unite on it. We're not to be concerned or too concerned with who will divide themselves, or who will differ, or who will be a hypocrite, or who won't follow it. We haven't been sent as guardians over anyone. All we've been commanded to do is to pass the message. Walhamdulillah, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak wa an'am ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
إن الحمد لله نعمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به وأشهد أن لا إله إلا هو وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأرسله الله تعالى بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطه الله تعالى ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصيهما فقد غرى وفرت وضل دلالا بعيدا. أوصيكم بتقوى الله، فإن خير ما أوصى به مسلم مسلمة أن يحده على آخرة أن يعمروا بتقوى الله. فاحذروا ما حذركم الله من نفسه، ولا أفضل من ذلك نصيحة، ولا أفضل من ذلك ذكرى. فإن تقوى الله لمن عمل به على وجل ومخافة من ربه. All praises belong to Allah Ta'ala. He is one and alone, and He has no partners. We seek His aid and we seek His forgiveness, and we turn to Him in repentance. I give open testimony to the fact that there is no deity worthy of worship or praise but Allah Ta'ala, being a one and alone and having no partners, and that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave, servant, and messenger, wa khatma anbiya'i wa mursaleen, and the seal of the apostles, of the prophets and the apostles. And Allah Ta'ala sent the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam bashiran wa nadhiran bayna yadayi sa'ah, as a bringer of glad tidings and as a warner to mankind before the coming of the hour. And he obeys Allah Ta'ala and His messenger, for surely they have found right guidance. And he who disobeys Allah Ta'ala or His messenger, they do not harm Allah Ta'ala or His deen or the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and all they only wrong their own soul. And they only harm their own souls by their disobedience to Allah Ta'ala and His messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And they have gone far, far astray. I counsel you with taqwa Allah Ta'ala to have taqwa, to take what Allah Ta'ala has given you through the Quran, from the Sunnah of His Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and use it as a protection for yourself for the day when you have to face Allah Ta'ala. And there's no better counsel we can give each other except but to have taqwa, to use this Quran and this Sunnah that Allah Ta'ala has given us of His Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam as a shield, as a protection for when we will have to face Allah Ta'ala. And I encourage you, يُخُدُّهُ عَلَى آخِرَ, and I encourage you and entice you to be prepare yourself for the meeting with Allah Ta'ala, because this is the most important event in an individual's life. Many times we look at the events of the birth of our child or the day we got married or what have you as a very important event in our life, but the most important event for a believer is the day when he will have to face Allah Ta'ala, and then whether he will receive His book in his right hand or whether he will receive His book in his left, in a Jannah or he will in a Nar. And as Allah Ta'ala's Messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam has told us in a hadith, he said, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ تَرْجَمَانِ فَيَنْظُرَ أَيْمَانُ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَ إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَهُ فَيَنْظُرَ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَ إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَهُ فَيَنْظُرَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يَرَ إِلَّا نَارَ تِلْقَ وَجْهِهِ فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ فَلَوْ بِشِقَّةِ تَمْرٍ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَبِكَلِمَاتٍ طَيِّبَاتٍ. Allah Ta'ala's Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam has said in a hadith, he said that every one of you will have to, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمْ, that your Lord Allah Ta'ala will speak to you on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and there will be between you and Him no translator. And he said, and you will look to your right and you will only see مَا قَدَّمَا, what you have put forth. You will look to your left and you will only see what you have put forth. فَيُنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ, and you will look straight ahead, فَلَا يَعْلَ إِلَّا نَارَ تِلْقَ وَجِحِ, and you will see nothing but the fire before your face. So the Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba, فَتَقُوا النَّارَ, so fear, shelter yourself from the fire. فَلَوْ بِشَقَّةُ تَمَرْ, if not with nothing more than a part of a date, and if you cannot do that, فَبِكَلِمَاتٍ تَيِّبَاتٍ, so with a good word. So once again, I counsel you in the beginning to have taqwa, to worry, to extend your mind to the point to think about the meeting with Allah Ta'ala. And today our topic is tawakkal. When we talk about tawakkal ala Allah Ta'ala, we must also say that we depend not only on Allah Ta'ala alone, as some of us, and want to eliminate the concept of the Sunnah, but as a believer we have to depend upon Allah Ta'ala and the Sunnah of His Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam as this shield of our taqwa. Because Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَ مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرِجًا وَيَرْزُقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَتَّسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَقَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. He said, and he who has taqwa of Allah Ta'ala, Allah will make for him a way out. He will find some way for him to succeed. He will make for him a way out. He said, and he will nourish him from حَيْثُ مَا لَا يَتَفِبُ, from places that he does not realize, from he will not be able to obtain. وَمَنْ يَتَوَقَعَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And he who depends upon Allah Ta'ala, Allah is sufficient enough for him. And many times we discuss this topic, I depend upon Allah Ta'ala, but we can see clearly in our actions that we depend on other things than Allah Ta'ala. We depend on our brotherhood, but our brotherhood is not dependent upon Allah Ta'ala and the sunnah of His Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. So it becomes very important that when we look at this, it goes back to what the brother is talking about earlier, if we are qasimu bin hablullahi jami'an, if we are trying to hold fast to the rope of Allah, that means we are all trying to depend on what Allah Ta'ala has given us from the sunnah of His Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam as the way of dependence. We can't depend upon Allah Ta'ala unless we use the sunnah. So a lot of times we talk about this dependency upon Allah. A man said, I depend upon Allah, but it did not work. So you're saying Allah Ta'ala is lying? Because Allah Ta'ala has said what in His Quran over and over again? He puts tawakkal for the mu'mini. Numbers of times in the Quran, he said, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ يَتَوَقَّلُ إِن كُنْتُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Upon Allah Ta'ala will you depend. But the condition is what? If you are a believer. If you are firm in your heart about this belief in Allah Ta'ala, you will put your dependency in Allah Ta'ala in the sunnah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. If the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam or Allah Ta'ala says, اِتَّصِمُوا بِالْحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تُفَرَّقُوا. This is an amr from Allah Ta'ala. If we depend on Him, like we're supposed to depend on Him, if we depend on Him in the same way we depend on the mushrik or the kuffar who I pay my light bill to, that I worry who might cut my light off today, so I'm going to run down there to pay him or tell him, make up some story so he won't cut my lights off. But we don't give Allah Ta'ala that same type awe we give the electric company. That's why Allah Ta'ala tells us in His book, مَا قَدْرُ اللَّهُ حَقُّ قَدْرِهِ. We do not give Allah Ta'ala what Allah Ta'ala is due. So when we want to talk about tawakkul, the first thing we must ask ourselves as individuals, go home, ask yourself now, do I give Allah Ta'ala what Allah Ta'ala is due? In the same fashion, I give my job when it's time to get there, on time I'm going to punch in. And I'll break every law getting there out of fear of what the kufr might do to me by docking me 15 minutes. But when it's time for salat, we'll hit the clock 6 or 7 times. Or we'll wait to the halftime of the next game. I got 15 minutes. But do we not qadr Allahu haqqa qadri? Are we giving Allah Ta'ala what Allah Ta'ala do? As he tells us as an example of his might, he said, Al-Ardu jami'an qabdawtahu yawm al-qiyamah. He said, the whole of the earth will he grasp in his hand on yawm al-qiyamah. This is Allah Ta'ala, the one that we say, Allah yatawakkal, that upon Allah we depend. But we need to sit and ask ourselves, before we go too far, do we actually depend on Allah as He should be depended upon? Or we wouldn't have the problems of disunity. Allah Ta'ala tells in the Quran, يَسْتَخْلِفَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَوَعْدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَسْتَخْلِفَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا يَسْتَخْلِفَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala has made a promise to the believer. He says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ, we know وَعَدَ اللَّهُ حَقْ, that the promise of Allah Ta'ala is true. So if Allah says something, then it is so. But if it's not happening, we must examine our heart. He said He has promised those from amongst you who believe and work righteous deeds that He will establish you in power in the earth as He established those before you. This is a promise from Allah Ta'ala. But are we in power? Do we have what Allah Ta'ala has promised us? If we don't, then we must examine our belief, our relationship, our dependency upon Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala says, Istaeen Allahi bi sabri wa salah, do we seek Allah's help with prayer patience? Do we seek Allah's help in that fashion? Or when we in trouble, we seek the help of number one, our Uzi, our Mac, or whatever. And we think this will solve our problem. This is the problem in the Muslim world today. They seek the help of the car bomb, but they don't make dua to Allah Ta'ala. They're not calling out on the one who can answer dua, the one who will assist you. And this is why we must examine our own heart. Because as Ibn Jauziyah has said in Hajj al-Quran, he said, Hajj al-Istishfa'u bih wa tada'u bih min jami'u amradu qulub. He said the individual neglects to use the Quran, to use the Sunnah, as a way to heal the diseases which exist in our hearts. We want to use everything else. You know, like some of us would use, whoever drug problem might use NA. You know, because we believe that by going into this thing here, I can seek some temporary comfort in this life. But can you take that back to the Quran and the Sunnah of his Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam and say, this is the way that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam prescribed for me to seek help? But we know from the Quran, the book of Allah Ta'ala, that Shaitan is giving you khamr. Why? To lead you away from the dhikrullah alayhi salam. So if Allah Ta'ala told me that this dope, this game that he beats is running, is to keep me away from the remembrance of Allah and Salah, that the only way I can get over this is to turn back to Allah Ta'ala and to my Salah and establish those things for me in my life if I want some relief. Because if we believe that Allah Ta'ala can bring relief, then he will. Because we look as an example given to us on the Jaysh al-Muslimin, that the Muslim, wa afdal Jaysh, azam al-Jaysh, the most preferred Jaysh, the most preferred army was that of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And we know the incident at the Battle of Hunayn. He said there were 12,000 of the believers, 10,000 in Fatah Mecca, 2,000 from the people of Mecca. And they went out to fight the Kufar of Quraysh, and there were only 3,500 camps, 12,000 believers. But what happened in Hunayn? As Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran concerning them, what he says here, لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمْ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاتِنًا كَثِيرًا وَيَوْمُ الْخُنَيْنِ إِذْ أَعْجَبْتُكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا وَدَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَرْضٍ بِمَا رَحِبَتْ ثُمَ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ. He says, Allah Ta'ala lets us know that he is, when there, what did he say? He said, when your number, when your numbers, when you were dazed, man, we got 12,000. We can knock these Kafirs off. And many of us, what they lost their dependency upon Allah Ta'ala, and now they were depending upon their numbers. And what happened? The Kufar ambushed them in the valley, and they said between 80 and 100 Muslims stood with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Out of 12,000, of the Mujahid, the most powerful Jaysh, the most rightful Jaysh to receive the help of Allah Ta'ala. But when they depended upon their numbers instead of Allah Ta'ala, then they saw no success. And many of us, many times, when we see a lot of Muslims, oh, they must be on the Sunnah because their numbers are large. Numbers have nothing to do with this. Look at their conduct. Look at their character. Is it of that of Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam and what Allah Ta'ala has prescribed in Quran? Or is it a foolishness? Because it is not of Allah Ta'ala's Sunnah given to Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, then it is foolishness. Nothing else. Because there's only two paths you can follow. That of Quran and Sunnah or that of Shaitan. There's no middle road in this deen. If you're going to depend upon Allah Ta'ala, then you got to depend on Him wholeheartedly. We can't take this half-hearted approach. And then they give another example. Ibn Taymiyyah does in his book on Tawakkah, he brings another example about Sulaiman alayhi salam. We know Sulaiman the prophet, he said that he was going around to all of his 90 of his wives in one night, and all of them would become pregnant and give birth to a son who would fight in the way of Allah. And he said inshallah, he did not say inshallah. So he gave birth, one gave birth to one that was shakal and sand, that was deformed. And why? He depended upon his own firmness and what he thought Allah Ta'ala would bless him with, and did not use the methodology given to him by Allah, so he was not successful. And this was Nabiullah alayhi salam. So what about us? And when we say this inshallah, it's not a half-hearted inshallah because someone said it and it sounds cool. You got to believe in your heart that if I say this, Allah Ta'ala will make me successful. And many of us say it, but we don't really believe that. We know it. We don't believe it in our family. A man will marry a woman impregnate that woman with a child, leave that woman on the care of the state, or put that woman in the care of the state, and just say, I can't work. But Allah Ta'ala, everyone is given their risk. Send my sister as a Muslim down there to lie to the Kafir to say that she ain't married, so you can shuck your responsibility, and then you'll come back to the mosque, discuss the lip of a beard, discuss the lip of a man's prayer, and say you depend upon Allah, but you regret to take care of your what is responsible to you at your home. And then we sit and discuss our dependency upon Allah Ta'ala. Do we really do it? Or we would see more success in our life. That's why he said, "Hajrul tadabburihi wa tafahumihi." He said, we neglect to reflect on what the Quran is trying to tell us. We may listen to the hadith. We may listen to the ayah. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, over and over. Like he said, the most neglected subject in this deen is the meeting with Allah Ta'ala. We want to discuss, we want to question a brother for 4 hours about polygamy. We want to discuss 6 hours on whether I should wipe over my stuff. And these answers are simple. A one word answer. You know, Allah said it's halal, halal. Fulfill the conditions and do it if you please. But what about the meeting with Allah Ta'ala? This is the most discussed subject in Quran. And it's the least discussed subject on the believer's tongue. But we talk about dependency. You cannot build dependency on Allah Ta'ala if you're a jahil. This is another. You can't, as I was reading in a book, as he goes on, Taymiyyah talks about that your dependency cannot be built in ignorance. In ignorance. If you don't know anything about what Allah Ta'ala and His messenger say, then how can you establish an Islamic household? Based on your hawa? And Allah Ta'ala said, فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا هَوَى فَيُدِلُّكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Don't follow your desire, because they will lead you astray from the path of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us here, if I follow what I feel, what I think, what I want, it will lead me astray. Only thing you're supposed to follow, only path is going to make you get your book in the right hand when the final analysis, not in this fake life that we live here, that we think is it. In the final analysis, يَوْمَ لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذَنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَقَالَ الصَّوَابَ. The day when no one will be able to speak except him whom Allah Ta'ala permits, and they will speak the truth on that day. The only thing that's going to help you is the sunnah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So we must begin to depend on learning that. Make that part of our daily lifestyle. Pick up a hadith of the Prophet every day and learn. This is how we build our dependency upon Allah Ta'ala. Because as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran about Ibrahim, when they went to throw him in the fire, he said, Hisbun Allah, ni'ma waqeel. Sufficient is Allah as my protector. And what did Allah say to the Prophet? Qud bardan wa salamin ala Ibrahim. Be a source of comfort and cool and a source of comfort to Ibrahim. As some of the scholars said, if Allah Ta'ala had only said, Qul bardan, that told the fire only to be cold, then Ibrahim would have been hurt by the cold. But he also told it to also be a source of comfort to Ibrahim. But he did put his total dependency on Allah Ta'ala. How many of us faced with the same type of situation would be prepared to say that? How many of us? As Allah Ta'ala said, إِبَادِ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى أَرْضِهَا وَإِذَا خَاتَمَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا السَّلَامَ. He said, the worship of Allah when they walk through the earth. You know, they walk in a humble fashion. When they meet someone who comes to them with vain discourse, curse, this and that, they don't return that attitude, because they depend upon Allah Ta'ala to protect them. They know that this individual is not going to harm them except Allah Ta'ala permits it. So they don't conduct themselves in that fashion. But these are all things because Allah Ta'ala has related tawakkul strictly with being a believer. The kafir has no tawakkul. This mushrik out here has no tawakkul. He's depending on his paycheck. He's depending on his false deity. And many of us, we pick up the same concept. We bring that same nutism into Islam. And we depend on our imam the way we depend on our minister.
And we think that our imam will get us into God. No way, no how, ever. Only the sunnah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam and practicing that as it should be practiced is going to get you into God. But we depend on that as we should depend upon Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. So we must begin to abandon the things we bring into this deen from Jahiliyyah in order to be successful. See, as Umar once said, take account of yourself before you take an account of, and weigh your scale before they are weighed. We must begin to weigh our scale. We must begin to look at what we need to do as a group of believers in order to be successful. Because this is a very basic concept. Before we can go any further than like, okay, I'm on the ill effects of tawakkul on me. The ill effects of tawakkul are very easy. They are bid'ah. They are shirk. They are kufr. They are jahil. These are the ill effects of shirk on you. Even you're going to fall into some type of kufr. You're going to fall into some type of shirk. You're going to fall into some type of bid'ah. Because you're going to wind up following some nut who's going to lead you down the wrong path. These are the ill effects of not referring it back to Quran and Sunnah in your life. These are the ill effects. I mean, when the brother got up, this was the easiest, man, it's full. I mean, it's, how easy can it be? What are the ill effects? They are plain and simple. They stare us in our faces with our families every day. That's why our son in love with a Knicks hat, I mean, and a Giants t-shirt, instead of, he don't even want to wear no clothes. No one no kufi. I want to resemble the person who I depend upon in my life. The one who I know is who keeps my lights on. The one I know you fear. The one that you hide from when he comes to your door. That's the one that our children begin to see as the one that we should hold in awe. We should fear. But we as a group of believers must begin to change this attitude. Or we can lecture, we can talk about this deen for years. But until everybody goes home and say, I'm going to study this deen. You know what I mean? If you really depend on Allah Ta'ala, you've got to go begin to try to learn out of it. You've got to try to hear the Quran every day. You've got to try to understand this book. You can't run around and constantly say, I depend upon Allah and don't study. You're lying to yourself. You've got to make a conscious effort. The only way you get closer to Allah Ta'ala is with your ears. إِنَّ يَخْشَ اللَّهُ إِنَّ مَا يَخْشَ اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ أُلِمَاهُ. Verily those who fear Allah Ta'ala from amongst His worshippers are those who have knowledge. This is according to Allah Ta'ala. And as Hassan al-Basri explained, when they asked him about an individual who was faqih, one of his students came, we know Hassan al-Basri was one of the tabi'een, he said that al-faqih was the abid, was a worshipper who worshipped Allah Ta'ala with ilm. He didn't go off and say that the faqih was the man with all the knowledge who had memorized the Quran and this and that. The faqih is the one who put this deen into practice. This is when you can see whether you're faqih. You know? Brother, like, he went on to explain, he said, he made an example that you, if your mind is not into your salah, when you go to your salah, then you don't really understand what you're doing in your salah. If your mind has gone off to think about the question someone might say, or what the brother said, or how the brother sounded in your salah, then you're not gaining the benefits of your salah. Because an individual who really understands, who has tawakkul, when he goes before Allah Ta'ala, then everything else ceases. This is why the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam in describing the believer Muslim is أَنْتَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. An individual worships Allah Ta'ala as though he sees them. And this is why in explaining the ayah يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُونَ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورُ, and Allah Ta'ala knows what your eyes still are glance at and what you bury in the very breast of your soul. In the Kathir says that Allah Ta'ala has given us His eyes so that we may have shame. That we may have shame of doing things that we may be afraid of doing in front of man, we should have shame in doing them before Allah. Because the people you depend upon, you develop a type of shame of doing things before. So we must begin to develop this type of attitude, this type of feeling, and inshaAllah Ta'ala, we will be successful as a group of Muslims. Astaghfirullah min kulli qawli hadha wa atubu ilayh. Any questions?
put it plain and simple, Aki, I wouldn't compare the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to a book which is forged like the Bible. Okay, we know as the facts are that the Bible is supposed to be the hadith of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And all of them are forged or da'if or whatever. So therefore, an individual should, number one, never compare the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with a book we know is in it falsehood. So we don't know any symbolism from the hadith, and I don't read the Bible, so I won't touch the book, because I never saw the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam give da'wah from the Bible. The only book I ever seen the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam give da'wah from was Kitab Allah Quran. So therefore, if Allah Ta'ala's messenger only did that and I follow his sunnah, I leave alone everything else. You know? And so we must develop that attitude as well, because many times we want to debate with the Christians and we want to get into this one-on-one and use their book. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has told us in a hadith, don't confirm anything they say because it may be a lie, or don't deny it because it may be the truth. And then when the concept with Umar alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was it Umar Abu Bakr, when he was reading it, and Abu Bakr said, I seek refuge in Allah from what you are doing that has turned the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's face red. So this is many of our brothers may want to debate with the Christians on there, but that's between them and Allah Ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah. My state is not that good to take chances. Right? If they want to take that chance, then they can take it up with Allah Ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah. But we as a group of Muslims, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنَ قَوْلٍ مِمَّا دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. What is the best of words than one who calls people to the remembrance of Allah وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ and good deeds and say, I am of the Muslim. So we must begin to use the Quran and disregard those people who try to compare the Quran and the Hadith to anything. Yani. Okay, shukran, jazakallah khair.